dig birth doodles. Do 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 do.
Okay, welcome everybody to our Digbeth Doodles update. And this is quite an exciting and interesting one for us because for the first time in our podcast history, which isn't particularly long, but anyway, it's the first one that we have done in lockdown. So you're going to have to bear with us a little bit while we sort of stumble around the technicalities of doing this. But today we're doing it on Zoom, so we can all see each other. You won't be able to by the time this is edited and updated as an audio file. But anyway, so we'll see how we go. It's quite amusing because we're all staring at each other on our little Zoom videos. So 8 weeks in and things are obviously very interesting. And I'm just going to hand over to my erstwhile partner, Andy, who's going to just give a quick update on how life at OWB has been since COVID.
Thanks, Shari. That was wonderful. That was absolutely seamless. And I think it might be slightly longer than 8 weeks, actually. I think it's about 10 weeks. And we did challenge ourselves when we set out at the beginning of this, our 20th year, that we were going to do a podcast every 10 minutes or every week or whatever it was, every 2 weeks. And I think things just sort of overtook us a bit, but we've now sort of, I think, feel that we're in a good operating place and we can get back into it. And we love doing it. So if Shari hadn't have said it, myself, Shari, and then Christian and Claire on here as well. So I was just going to give a quick update for all of our listeners, all of our poddies, all of our Digbeth Doodlers on where we are, how it's been for us. So obviously we all very quickly bailed from Birmingham in the middle of March. And I think for us, you know, three or four key things for OWB and probably for our industry as a whole. You know, we are quite an agile business in terms of, you know, the ability to be able to operate seamlessly and operate away from home. And three or four things have been really, really, really good for us. One, the use of our systems. So very quickly, Zoom, Microsoft Teams, Google Hangouts became the place of choice. And we've been used to using those for a long time. So in fact, collaborating together, talking together, and talking with clients has been really, really seamless. I think secondly, our file sharing systems. Again, I think the creative world is slightly ahead of the game here. I mean, we use Slack, we use Basecamp, we use various file sharing tools, which allow us to, apart from obviously email, WhatsApp, allow us to share files, communicate in the cloud, be able to collaborate seamlessly on projects as groups, as small groups, with clients, without clients. So that's been really good. And then I think the third thing as well has been the way that as a team, we've all mucked in. We've all been able to have very regular sessions on briefs, sessions on projects, make sure that our projects are, everybody's involved, everything's timely, and everything is engaged with the client. And we've had a lot more client communication in terms of setting up regular Zoom meetings so that, you know, we feel that we really sort of keep that partnership going. So those sort of three things have been a real sort of backbone for OWB. And along the way as well, we've also done some really nice team socials, done a lot on our social media channels, done a lot on our Insta channels and Twitter, Facebook, to have a bit of fun, to keep some of the momentum, keep some of the enthusiasm going. And maybe that's a natural pause.
That's great, Andy. Thank you very much for that update. I think that really sums up what OWB have been up to over the last 10 weeks. I think you're right, Andy. I think it's 10 weeks next week. So continuing with our theme of subjects that we like to cover in our podcast series, one of the things that we like to look at is campaigns that we really enjoyed. And there's a few things we want to talk about. I will hand over to Claire shortly to talk about some of the campaigns that we've done for OWB, in particular, a charity client that we work with. But just before we go to that, I'm going to just ask Chris to talk about a couple of advertisers that we've seen sort of in the news, on our TV screens, etc., who've really embraced the whole mood of COVID and changed their advertising to be in the right tone and to be empathetic with, you know, what's going on. So, Chris, do you want to just talk through a couple of those for us?
Yeah, sure, of course. I actually thought, like, I don't know if anyone can remember the Budweiser campaign, the What's Up campaign. I would have actually updated this to make it, like, COVID-friendly. I thought it was, like, a really, really clever way of doing that. I also actually thought the EE campaign was really, really good with, like, Kevin Bacon, like, being, like, all serious, no funny business this time, but actually getting a serious message out. And I think actually makes you like EE as a telecoms provider.
I particularly like the Bud campaign, Chris. It makes me smile every time I see it, the way that they are just lying on the sofa doing absolutely nothing but just chit-chatting to each other. And then I think it's the strap line is buds for bud for your buds, which I think is really nice. And I think they really tied into that, you know, what's going on perfectly.
Has anyone seen the new Italian Burger King advert?
No.
So the Burger King over in Italy have created a social distancing Whopper, which has triple the amount of onions as usual to try and keep others away from you. So it's a bit of play on the social distancing, keeping others away from you rather than you staying away from other people.
Nice, like it.
Make it.
Not my cup of tea, but...
Claire, I just wondered if you wanted to talk about what we've done through OWB, particularly with Cure Leukemia.
Yeah, so we've done quite a few campaigns for Cure Leukemia during the COVID crisis. Obviously, Cure Leukemia is a charity that's very close to our hearts, and they're our charity partner of the year. Cure Leukemia rely quite heavily on the events that they put on through the year, gaining sponsorship money and getting other people to fundraise for them. And obviously with all the COVID scenario or situation happening, they're unable to get a lot of funding in. So they've kind of, we've all gone to the drawing board to try and think of other ways we can get some fundraising in for Cure Leukemia and to help keep their donations up and to keep them going, really. And one of the ideas we came up with was Boredom Bangers. So it's through a company called Give Penny, where you choose three or four songs that you like and you think will help bust your boredom or to keep you going or to make you laugh or anything, just to kind of something that makes you happy. And then you pay to add them onto a playlist, nominate three other people, and then they have to play to add theirs to the playlist as well. And the actual playlist is looking really, really good at the moment. It's something you definitely should follow. It's the links on our blog, which we will also put up after this, which will allow you to see the songs on the playlist. And also feel free to add your own songs on there and donate to Cure Leukemia.
That's great, Claire. Yeah, really, really enjoyed, haven't we, sort of having to very quickly change our messaging for them. Another client as well that we've just taken on, which is a completely new sector for us, is agriculture. Andy, maybe you want to speak about that one?
Well, yeah, Sofetra. I mean, Sofetra, we've worked with them actually in a sort of quite a small way. We met them at a CBI conference maybe 6 years ago. And we've done a few projects, but it's really interesting that some sectors have benefited Not so much benefited, but some sectors have, COVID has actually been an opportunity for them, and farming, the agricultural sector, certainly in the UK and globally, I mean, keeping Britain fed and keeping the world fed is obviously pretty critical. And Sofetra are a part of a huge German group called Bayer, and they trade all sorts of agricultural crops. And in fact, The current scenario has proved a major business boost for them. And we started working with them really, really, really closely on a big media relations program for them with Farmers Weekly for a major investment they've done. And also now we're working with them on their weekly social media and their content marketing and some film work for them. And it's great. And it's a wonderful sector, really nice to be involved in. And can only see that, you know, it will improve and get bigger as our reliance on on homegrown products continues, unabashed.
Thanks, Andy. So yeah, a few examples there of some different ways that people are approaching the whole thing and having to change their marketing accordingly to really, you know, get the empathy of the of their audience. So for OWB, of course, like all businesses who are in lockdown, everybody's getting a little bit stir crazy, a little bit bored, and we're all looking for something different to do. So we've been challenging our guys just for a bit of fun, really, to do something different every week that we are recording and putting out on our social channels. So it might be a little challenge. It might be an activity you've got to do. We've had some good fun with it, and it really gets the team engaged. So, Chris, would you like to have a little chat about that?
Yeah, sure. So I think it has actually been really, really fun doing like all those social challenges. I mean, we've done some really, really crazy stuff, and hopefully it made people smile as well. Like, you know, hopefully it's in a world of COVID, hopefully it actually lightens up someone's day as well. Anyway, it lighted up our day. I mean, what have we done? We've done like Easter decorations. What else have we done?
Well, you did that amazing dance where you're...
That was skipping.
It was skipping, actually. I didn't do the dance. But you were pretty good at the dance, Andy.
I don't think Andy quite got the idea that this was a quick, snappy social campaign, and he turned his into a 5-minute feature-length film.
The noodles were good fun as well.
Well, it's been good fun, but I think the other serious thing as well is it's all given us a bit of an insight into playing around with TikTok and seeing how that works and operates and how that can work for a client or a brand. I think, you know, some of the cut through we've seen on our Instagram stories has been wonderful. I think our Facebook channel has really come to life and got some really, really, you know, I get a lot of the comments back from me, from friends and clients and stuff who just love what we're putting out there. And it's great fun. It's morale boosting. It's a giggle seeing people in unusual scenarios. And actually, who's been doing the weekly quizzes? Well, Claire's done one.
You've done and one. Chris has done one. And you've done one.
I've Shari, done one. It's your turn.
Oh, Shari.
Oh, is that the time?
It is.
Yes, I know. I am yet to do a quiz, but I have got a couple of ideas, actually. So I might throw my hat into the ring in the next week or so. But that's quite important, isn't it, Andy? That whole social presence, as you said, us looking at TikTok, you know, really focusing on, I mean, that's quite a new channel to us. Mm. Focusing on how we're going to put different fun things out on our different social channels. And that's something that really, you know, it's good for all businesses to look at in this time, at this particular time.
Absolutely. And I think you sort of round up on that, that what we've seen, certainly with clients, with new clients, is certainly with existing clients, is a real thirst to look at their digital presence, the realization that either their premises are closed, their staff cannot meet people, connect at their offices or their locations. That obviously has had an impact on businesses, and we work across a whole range of different sectors. So digital marketing and their digital footprint, their digital analysis, working with us to see what channels are working, what channels should we turn on, which channels should we turn off, what should our website be looking like, how can we use analytics better to make sure that whoever's landing on our website is being served up better content. And we're seeing that there's been a, you know, sometimes an opportunity which, you know, coronavirus comes along, it forced business to change overnight. And what we've seen in 10 weeks is marketing teams beginning to look not only what they were planning to do, but they've had to replan, re-strategize, and look at how their digital marketing can really, really impact for their customers or their prospects. And that's been a real major part of what we've been spending our time with clients, is helping them understand what that looks like, understand how to make it better, understands how to improve their marginal gains, and that's really exciting. And that will continue. Businesses will continue to disrupt as this period goes on and goes on into the year and into certainly Q3 and Q4.
I think that's great, Andy. Yeah, absolutely, an opportunity for businesses to reevaluate what they're doing and what channels they're on and how to maximise their digital space. Fantastic. So thank you very much, guys. Thank you, Andy. Thank you, Claire. Thank you, Chris. Everybody out there, thanks for listening. Stay alert and look out for the next OWB Digbeth Doodles, and we'll see you all again on the other side. Thanks very much for listening. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Right.
Yay. Stay-